It's your boy, Mr. Wavy Willis. If you got questions about family issues, relationship advice, or random thoughts you feel like we can answer for you, you can call or text us. Hey, Dom Arrows, what's the number?
The number is 863-438-1156. Again, that's 863-438-1156. Keep in mind that you could call or text anonymously. If you want your name to be in it, we will play it as it is over the podcast. With that being said, let's get to the show. Decide which one I wanted to do first, but it's all good.
I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And it's your boy,
Dom Morales. And we are back with another episode of Mixed Emotions. Because Mr. Wavy thought I was going to say it, but I didn't say it yet. Because I got time to say it. And I could say it at any point in this episode. I could say it any time. I could say it at the end. You know what I'm saying? I could decide to wait to say it until whenever. You know what I'm saying? He just gonna be on the edge of his seat the entire episode because who knows? I might just say it right now. I didn't say it though.
You're a monster.
Hey man, now the ball is in my court.
All right, remember that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to do it a different way. I gotta give me a W some different way. You know, I feel like we done tried everything else. Now the ball's in my court. Just trying to be innovative, if you will.
He really trying to make you sweat this one out.
Oh, yeah. I could say it at any point. Any point, yeah. You hear me? Because it was either going to be you or it was going to be India. But I was like, all right, one of them I got to make sure I say it first so it could come back around to me last. Bam.
Very strategic of you, Dom.
Hey, I do what I can.
Very strategic.
I do what I can. Hey, thank y'all for coming back for another episode 144. We're never gonna stop counting. And while you're here, go ahead and like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube channel. Make sure you share on your social medias and share, you know, word of mouth to your friends about the podcast. We don't want to be the best kept secret.
Facts.
And yeah, man, let's start off, man. How was your week?
Man, my week been good. Can't complain.
It's your boy.
Mr. Wavy Willis.
Fuck.
Mr. Wavy Willis.
But my week been good. It's been going good. So but good job. That's cool. Good job.
No,
but
damn.
I might have to steal that one. So yeah.
Okay.
I might have to steal that
one. I
should
have waited a little while longer.
But
it's okay though. It's on me.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna wait.
I got a little too antsy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just know I'm taking that.
Okay.
All right. My week has been like work is, man, let me tell you. I worked 6 days straight, 12-hour shifts. I made it work. I'm just making it work right now. My wife asks me every day, she's like, you okay? I was like, yeah, it's cool. As long as Bill's taken care of, they being taken care of, so I'm good with that. And you know the crazy part now? Tell me why as at my age now, I got excited over baby car seats. Like me and my wife got like new car seats for baby. So
yeah,
pretty much the ones you grow into. And I was like, yeah, get that. I'm like, who in the hell am I right now? I would be at this point in my life excited for this shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna set this up tomorrow. My little man gonna be straight. I'm like,
it's exciting though. That means he's growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, man. Just like, I still, like, don't get me wrong, like, I want to make sure he good, but you know that mindset of, I'm still a big kid at heart, too, because, like, when it comes to playing video games and nerding out over, like, TV shows and movies that I like to watch, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I have my phase, but I make sure he come first, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just, like, damn. This is crazy, bro. Yeah. So
you hold that out here.
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
That's what's up, bro.
Shout out to the wife. She already knows. She got me on. I love the weekends because she take over for me. So mm-hmm. I can come straight home, take a shower, probably eat something, or pass out. And she hold a little man down. So shout out to my wife for that. And shout out to my, shout out to my sister. She, I don't know if I can say this or not, but she did our taxes. So she, yeah. She
oh, well sad.
Recommended. Yeah, she did her thing.
Good shit.
Yeah. But that's not my week been, y'all. Uh-huh.
It's funny that you brought up your taxes because I've been putting off doing mine all week. I knew I needed to do them, but I was like, no, don't do them because I claimed myself this year. Like, I claimed one, and I'm just so damn scared that they're going to be like, bitch, you owe us $1,000.
Now, my sister, man, she came through Sunday and just, she knocked it out. She's been doing it for, I think, like six or seven years now.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, yeah, so she was telling us what to do next year and all that. So, yeah, she's like, yeah, this is what you got to look forward to. She was like, hey, that's you need to do it again. So my wife was like, yeah, we definitely going to hug again. I'm like, all right. Works for me.
Good. But yeah. My week was pretty decent. Nothing pretty major decent. Going on. It was decent. I'm just working my little life away. I am noticing that, like, being in a profession where you're telling people them what they should be doing in their daily life and shit like that. Yeah. And then you go home and you're like too exhausted to do it for yourself. I'm like, damn, bitch, take a page out your own book. Right. Cause I'll be tired as hell when I get home. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like, you want to make sure you're doing this, this, and this for the baby. And I get home and I'm like, shit, let me take a shower and go to sleep.
Man, I feel you.
Yeah.
Don't let these jobs work y'all into the ground though. Y'all better take that time off. That
PTO. No, seriously.
Take that PTO, man.
Seriously. And I just got my vacation time. I just got my vacation time. So I'm excited about that. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere.
I'm about to pull it down.
What's that?
Vacation.
Oh yeah.
I'm the king of staycation. I'm trying to tell you. I don't have to go no fucking where. Yeah. Let me stay in my crib and chill. Yeah.
That sounds like the move. Oh, damn.
What?
I guess we could talk about it a little bit in mixed culture. I just thought of another mixed culture topic related to work. But yeah, I did get to go home and see my family this weekend. I went to my brother's band concert. That was nice. Yeah, I got emotional watching him play because it's his senior year and it's killing me. He asked me to go to his college tour with him. So I get to walk around that big ass campus with him.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
You're going to have a college student.
Make sure you got some good, nice shoes.
No, not at this college. Not at this
college.
Nope.
Like, what up, girl? You the girl from Mixed Emotions. I know exactly who you is. Yeah. I know exactly who you is.
Hey, I got 14 inches.
Hell no. Hell no. If somebody say that, at least you know they listen.
I think... I think you straight up punch that person in the face like you got me.
I would kick that nigga right in the back of the kneecaps.
He gonna be like,
"Why the hell would you say that to me?"
I'm a loyal fan. I'm just trying to prove I'm a loyal fan.
No, hell no.
I'm just trying to prove it.
You about to have a loyal lawsuit on your ass too. Don't be saying no shit like that to me.
I got 14
inches. Boy, man, don't listen to Mr. Munchins. I tried to show Indy I was a loyal fan.
That's what we're gonna do. Oh, God. Y'all need help, bro.
I feel like my audio is coming in.
Yeah, that was my week.
Like, are y'all hearing me later than I'm? I don't know. It's like I'm like cutting y'all off when I'm talking. Or like, did y'all hear this right now when I'm done? Like, y'all.
Yeah, live time. Yeah. I hear you talking. Yeah.
Because it just feel like, I don't know.
As you talk, I hear you.
Yeah. As I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. As you're talking.
I feel like y'all reply me so late, though. I'm like, damn. They might, or like I'm like cutting y'all off or something.
It does seem like that, though, because sometimes, like, you'll say something, and I'll be replying to you, and you'll go, yeah, yeah. Like, you'll say it a while after I say the statement, yeah. And I'm like, damn, can he hear me?
Wait, so are y'all listening? All right, this will help me. Are y'all listening through Riverside, okay, or do y'all listen through Duo?
I'm listening through Duo. Maybe that's the problem.
Ah, there we go. They go to disconnect.
That's the disconnect.
Okay. So we all got to, whatever we working on, we got to listen to it on the same thing. Because when we listen to it through different things, because I know a little bit, y'all come through a little bit slower on Riverside. And then on Duo, I can hear y'all a little bit quicker. So.
Oh, God. Okay. I got my headphones in for that.
Okay.
All right. So everybody, we good on we on the same tip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, he answered so quick that time.
What?
Okay. I got
cool. You. So we're good.
Maybe, because I don't know. We'll see though. We'll see. It just don't feel right.
Did we laugh one time?
Yeah, I know y'all did it though. Y'all did it.
They gonna listen to this podcast like they doing technical error. Why they recording the podcast?
Man, shit, that's how it be sometimes.
Yeah, because we ain't stopping this bitch.
Right.
The show must go on.
Riverside got the money.
Right. So what?
How was your week, Dom?
Oh yeah, man, my week was solid so far. Well, I mean, I guess last week we talked about. It was cool. What happened last week?
Mm-hmm.
Concert.
I went to a concert last week. Oh, I had a show. You're right.
You had another gig. Yeah. You had a show.
I'm like, I went to a concert.
I was waiting for this.
Yeah.
He's like, hold the hell up.
Nah, the show was cool. Niggas just can't start on time. You know, that's what it come down to.
Yeah.
Impossible. Like, they don't give a fuck about my time. But it's cool.
Was it like, were you there?
I was there.
Okay. No, I'm talking about you were there, but it's like, you don't gotta go into detail.
No, the show was cool. Overall, the show was cool. Different little setup, and it was a decent amount of people in that mug. My wife came, so it was nice having.
Oh,
that's what's up.
That's what's up, bro. Hell yeah!
You know the hoes was in there jealous because they like, who is that girl that he with, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I heard him saying that shit and I'm like, man, bitch, back up. That's my wife.
Oh shit.
Oh, you know, okay.
That's right. You better stand up for her. Hey, you better. You know.
Then this dude that came out of nowhere was like, hey, yo, ma, let me holler at you. And I'm like, hey, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I pull out the gat. I say, bitch, I'll shoot you right here now. You know what I'm saying? We at the club. And then. Wow. Nigga,
the
like,
story is
so
getting further and further from the truth.
His guy comes behind me, pulls his gun out, put it in the back of my head. He said, what now? I say, oh, shit, you got me fucked up. And then I'm like, all right, my bad. I put my hands up, you know, drop my gun. Then I do a sweep kick on the ground. He falls on the ground. Gunshot go off in the air. Next thing I know, I grab his gun. Bow, I lay down, shoot the nigga in the stomach. The other nigga, the first one, shoot him in the stomach. He laying on the ground. I get back on top of the other dude. Pistol whip. Next thing you know, I grab the other girl because I'm like, you ain't getting away with this either. I know you came with them. Next thing you know, I push her on the ground. I throw the gun on my wife. She shoots. Bow, bow, bow. The girl's taken out now. Now his guy's coming up the stairs. As they come up the stairs, I'm kicking them down. Bow, go back down. Go back down.
How did we get here?
This is all happening at the concert, believe it or not. So the party promoter is like, yo, this is getting out of hand. I don't know what to do. I can't stop this. I said, it's too late. They threatened
me. Now it's getting out of hand.
So
now it's getting out of hand.
So next thing you know, I'm like, damn, I don't want to fuck this up for my guy Leo West, because he got to get on the stage right now. It's his time. It's his time. So I say, let's cool down. Let's cool this down. I killed a few niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Now his ass gonna turn into a bleeding heart after he done shot four niggas. Right. Now he got a heart.
Let's cool down.
I say, let's cool down. Nigga like, nah, it ain't no cooling down, nigga. This Chicago. I say, all right, bet. I throw him out the window. Next thing you know, I'm like, all right, hurry up and get on stage. Hurry up and get on stage. Show them. And then he started rocking the stage out. Everybody kind of forgot what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because the music was so good. So that's pretty much how the show went. You know, we kind of all came together when the music started and shit like that. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then the police had came, but they heard the music too. And they were just like, yeah. It was just cool out. You know what I'm saying? They're just having a good time. So. Ambulance took the other dudes out. That's it. So that was
the show. Dom, I've known you for like 10 years now, mm-hmm. and I gotta tell you, that's the you provided us with a lot of shit, but that's the biggest heaping pile of bullshit.
You could ask anybody that was there. You could ask anybody.
That shit ain't never happened.
You could ask everybody that was
first
there.
First of all,
that all happened.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what? You honestly had me up until the swift kick.
What? You talking about when I actually did that. I had just got done playing. I was playing Tekken. You know what I'm saying? I was playing Tekken. Y'all remember my boy Lee or Law? I mean, my boy Law. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, what would Law do right now? So I get down, I press down basically on the controller button, I push down, press X, that's a sweep kick. Bam, he on the ground, I grab his gun, shoot the dude in the stomach. Like I said, these are the perfect things that I'm doing. Shoot the dude in the stomach, roll over on dude, pistol whip. Come on, man. That's what I did. That's what I did. That's real life. Hey, man.
Right.
You gotta do what you gotta do when somebody try to holler at your girl. That's how I do it. But other than that, though,
oh my gosh.
This week your boy got a few classics. I wouldn't say classic. Okay. Well, this one is a classic for sure. This is a
gotcha.
King. Forever Is a Mighty Long Time by Big Crit. That vinyl, you know.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah. This is my actual favorite Big Crit album right here. So, to me, this is a classic. And then I also got this one right here. Bam, Bobby Tarantino 3.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
I didn't know that was a vibe. Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I was actually listening to that today. Yep. Wow, clean dishes.
Yep.
Nice.
So I want to get
Mr. Wavy, you better hop on the vinyl chain. You might as well.
Hey, man, my collection would be so small.
Hey, man. You'll start finding shit that you like. Damn, I got to get that. That's a classic. I gotta get that. That's a classic. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's honestly, and then as stuff come out, like, I wasn't even thinking about really getting this at first until the supplier that I buy from, he was like, hey, I'm taking pre-orders for Logic, and I know you already fuck with Logic. And I'm like, oh, damn, yeah, let me get on that.
That's what's up.
Because this, you know what I'm saying? I get it at retail price when it's pre-ordered. Mm-hmm. I get it at retail price when I buy from him. Like, I'm not paying resale, so it's just like $35, and that's better than somebody reselling it to you for $200.
Bruh. So, right.
You ain't kidding.
That shit. Yeah.
They be tripping.
Yeah.
But people be buying it.
Yeah, shit. People will be.
And I ain't mad at them, but you know, it's a hustle.
I got two more coming. Well, I got one that's coming soon, the other one not coming until April. But this, the next one I'm getting that's gonna be here next week, classic mixtape.
Okay,
y'all gonna see. But other than that, man, shit, just been working on the album, and I'm not really worried about work.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
I feel you.
Can't wait to y'all. I really want.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate it, man. Other than that, man, that's really been my week. I've been whooping ass and listening to music, and that's it.
Nice, bro. Yep. Let's go.
Oh, and I got an unexpected check in the mail. That was a good thing this week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Money.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
For me?
Yeah, what I do? A little old man. What did I do? You know what I'm saying? So it's always good when you like stumble on some money.
Man, ain't that the truth, bro? Like, you know the funny thing about that? It could be like your old pants pocket. You find $50. Like, oh.
Hell yeah.
Like, I ain't worn these in. It just one day, like, I ain't worn these pants in. It's been like months since I wore these. Mm-hmm. You decide to wear them, go in the pocket. You're like, oh shit. Happy as hell.
And how much money did I have to not notice $50 exactly. was missing from me?
Exactly.
Now let it be a hundo. You block.
Oh yeah.
I'm rich.
Oh man. One last thing, I had to go into the ops territory this week. Sadly, I had got a ticket and shit, so I had to go to the police department.
Oh damn!
I was so uncomfortable in there and trying to be nice to me. I said, "No, man, what you trying to be nice? Just take the money, dog. Just take the fucking money, man. All right." I'm trying to, it's not no fucking game. It just take the money. You're trying to be funny and shit. You want to laugh and shit because I'm paying you, huh? And he laughing, smiling all smug and shit. I'm like, yeah, man, give me my shit, nigga. Give my receipt. So, I'm in that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not feeling it up in there. I ain't like the
energy.
You
know your ass was probably breaking out in hives.
Yeah.
We know.
I ain't like the energy up in there. Niggas smiling and shit like everything all good. It ain't all good, man. Y'all gave me 2 tickets. You know what I'm saying? I think
what'd you get tickets for?
For, are these some bullshit ass reasons too? Hold on. So, one of them... No, dead serious. These are some fucked up ass reasons. One of them, it was the night of the last bad snow. And basically, my wife had to get out the driveway. Oh, yeah. So I had bagged out the driveway and parked on the street so she could. And people park on our street all the time. Now, this is the night before it actually snowed. So it wasn't no snow there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because she was going to have to get out in the morning. So I had parked on the street. And the next day she left, you know what I'm saying? I go to my car because I'm like, all right, I need to go run some errands or whatever. I was off that day. Bam, it's 2 tickets in my door. One of them is because I parked on the street and the snow is higher than 2 inches or some shit. And I guess that like, but the thing is, it literally snowed that night. Like it snowed overnight. Like when I had parked there, it wasn't no snow. The next day in the morning, it was snow. So they gave me a ticket for that, for parking on a street where it's 2 inches. Because I guess like when the plow trucks come through, they got to be able to plow that part as well. But fuck them. You know what I'm saying? That was the night before. Like, well, you know, fuck I'm supposed to do? I ain't even know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all couldn't give me no warning. Right. But, you know, they smacked me with a ticket for that. Then they hit me with a ticket for not having my front license plate on. Now, that is my fault because I should have been did that. But my front license plate, because you got to have one in the front and the back of Illinois.
Really?
Yeah, you got to have one in the front and the back. And I ain't have my front one on. It's just be in my glove compartment because I'm like, I'll do it one day. As long as the back one on, they'll be cool. But nah, them bitch niggas weren't cool, you know? So... They gonna run up on your boy, innocent. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling in the crib. I'm thinking nothing going on. He all at my car writing it up the whole time. I wish I would have seen him. I wish I would have seen his ass writing it. Ooh, I wish I would have seen that nigga, dog.
Was this like, did he write that like the middle of the night or something? Or
I didn't notice it until like 6 o'clock in the evening, maybe like 5, 6, because that's when I had walked out the house.
So the snow was too high for you to park on the street, but it wasn't too high for his ass to get out and write you 2 fucking tickets.
That nigga could, he just had just the time of his life in the middle of the street, just writing some tickets. I just can't imagine a lame ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know how these niggas is. I ain't gonna get too deep on the police right now, trying to stay keep it on the up and up. But yeah, I had to pay them tickets off. So that's how that went.
Damn.
And their website is ass.
Damn.
Website is terrible. That shit is made by
4 year olds. Oh, that's why you have to go in person.
Yeah, bro. That shit was made by 4 year olds. It's like you type one thing in one field and it was typing it in every field. I was like, what? Like you type your name. I started typing my name in the first name box. It was typing my name in the last name box, the address box. I was like, the card number box. I'm like, what the fuck do y'all got going on here, dog? Like, this is terrible. Right. Like, come on, man. For the city, this is what the city is on. Like, y'all can afford better than this, man. So, that's my week, though. That's my week.
Nah, that's wild, bro.
Let's move on to this mixed culture. Yes, mixed culture.
Yeah.
India, what was you about to? You said you had some for mixed culture that you want to add in.
Oh, speaking of niggas you don't like, Joe Biden is trying to put an end to working from home.
He putting an end to it.
He's trying to put an end to remote work, so working from home.
This bitch needs to be putting an end to these gas prices.
Right.
No, what you said? Seriously.
I mean, man, fuck. Ooh, I just want to squat up with that nigga, dog.
Why do you care? Why does he care if people work from home?
We can't even afford to drive.
They're saving down on gas. They're saving down on a building that you may not have to be in all the time. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
He figured because people inside their cribs, they not out in the economy doing shit, and they not like buying shit and all that. It's like, man, fuck you, dude. I hate Joe Biden, dog. You know what? I hate him. So I'm gonna actually say it. I hate him, and I don't like nothing he stand for. Yeah. He a liar. He mislead the people. Gas prices.
He does, definitely.
They won this. You know what? You can say a lot of things about Trump. Gas prices wasn't this high while he was in office. And if he run again, he'll be able to say that shit.
Yeah, I paid $3.99 for gas today, y'all. $3.99, and that shit hurt my soul. You hear me?
$3.99.
Yep.
You think that's bad? Oh. Yeah. You should see some of the places in Chicago. I mean, $5.
Would you pay?
Now, by my house, by my house, it's like $4.20, something like that. But in the city, especially by the airports, you paying $5-$6 a gallon.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Hell no.
Prices is ridiculous here, and I'm walking. Like my nigga, that Kev on stage thing he put up. Oh my life. Good, man.
That shit was funny as hell, bro.
That shit had me dying, but. Nah, man, fuck Joe Biden, man. How are he planning on doing that?
I couldn't believe that. Exactly. I don't know how he plans on implementing it. I don't know if he was saying people should just not be able to work from home anymore, having companies maybe not making it an option. But you have to think there are so many families who are benefiting from working from home, especially single mothers. Like,
he don't want that.
he didn't take that into concept.
No, he don't want that. He don't want our communities benefiting. He is the devil in disguise.
Yeah, he said it's time to get Americans back to work because most Americans can remove their mask, return to work, and move forward safely.
So coronavirus just gone. It's over with.
He said because of the progress that they've made in COVID, they said that Americans can not only get back to work, but they can go to the office and safely fill our great downtown cities again and create more commerce.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Of course.
Don't y'all think this shit a little odd that COVID is all of a sudden we've made so much progress, but I ain't heard too many more people getting vaccinated. But you're not hearing the stories on the news no more, and all of the new cases that we usually have and all that shit. But I ain't, it ain't a lot of people still getting vaccinated, because I know, personally know a bunch of motherfuckers that's just not getting vaccinated. Like, I really got my ear to the streets. I'm really, you know, ear to the streets out here.
I know.
And there's hella people not getting vaccinated. And now all of a sudden, it's not all over the news. Like, you don't hear, you don't see a bunch of cases about it or a bunch of articles like we was seeing. I think it's like on some, all right, we got rid of enough people. Let's go ahead and get them back out there. Like, I don't know. It just feel, it just feel off. It just feel off. Like this.
Well, yeah.
It feels very controlled.
It definitely feels off just because, honestly, I believe they control a lot of shit, especially when it comes to like sickness, weather, all kinds of shit.
I agree.
And that's all I'm saying.
Hey, you better be cool, though, because you know your FBI agent looking at you right now.
Shut up.
Your FBI agent, like, you believe what?
Hell no, I ain't even playing like that. That's all I'm going to say. Because hell no. But yeah, I agree.
I just feel
like, and I don't know if it's because, like, herd immunity type shit, or I don't know if it's because more people are getting vaccinated that we're seeing less cases of it. I don't know.
My thing, the whole thing, ever since like the Ukraine crisis started, COVID like kind of went out the window. Like I heard, like they talked about another variant, but then it's like that died down. They're still talking about it, but it's like it's not as big as it once was. You know what I'm saying? So just like the media, bro. Media will eat this shit up. Now it's like it's like it's old news. It's like. It was like a hot ass celebrity showed a titty, and it's like, oh my god, you saw that titty? And it's like now it's just like just a titty. So just like it just faded.
It's just a
titty. You know what I'm saying? Like COVID, that's all right, man. You'll be all right, man. Drink some more juice. Have a Coke and a smile. You'll be all right, guy. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Like even at work now, it's like if people say they caught COVID or whatever, oh, you ain't gonna be able to come in.
Yo,
okay, you get a point.
I swear.
Which is insane.
Nigga, I have COVID. Yeah, but I still got to give you a point.
Not at that's my crazy. Job. I wish the you would give me a point.
COVID is the new flu.
It is.
The fuck
it
is, I get a point. But this motherfucker was taking people out left and right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now, oh, you'll be all right. Yeah, will I?
Yes, because they'll be like, you have COVID? Mm-hmm. Are you vaccinated? Okay, well, if you're not vaccinated, then you got to use your PTO for being sick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're vaccinated, you ain't got to use your PTO.
No, you know
what? You got to use your PTO.
Something not right.
Hmm?
Something not right. I don't know. I just know I'm not going to be government or, you know, whoever listening to this. I want y'all to know I'm not going to be the nigga that get down to the bottom of this. And even if I do, I won't be the one that out y'all. I'll just tell my friends. But, hey, I know y'all up to some bullshit. I know y'all up to some bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they call me Conspiracy Chris. You know? Doubtful Don.
Yeah. I think it's conditioning for the future.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something going on.
So be aware. No, play.
Crazy.
Kinda.
Yeah, we kinda playing.
Kinda. Shit.
Oh, God. Y'all gotta be looking at the video version for that. I can't help you on that one. But,
hey. Oh my gosh. But that's exactly how I said it too. I was like, shit. Kinda.
Yeah, we playing. So,
oh my gosh.
So, we do got another mixed culture topic aside from Bitch Ass Joe. So, this was actually a topic suggestion from the podcast Best Friend Talk. And y'all know we've had E on the show before. Shout out to E and Kales on Best Friend Talk podcast. that's kind of like our sister podcast, if you will.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so they were talking on their podcast about a white man on Facebook. He is a gamer, and y'all know how Facebook got the gaming tab now. You can watch people play games, some like Twitch, YouTube, something like that. So he was on there. Apparently, the guy wants to wants to identify as being black and not white anymore. He is a white man. White male, and he wants to identify as being a black male now. So I guess Facebook Gaming like took his platform away, so he can't like stream on Facebook anymore, because of him changing his ethnicity to black. So the question is, with how society is right now, as far as changing things and things being okay to change, how do y'all feel about this? Like, do y'all think that this is okay that he wants a white male wants to be a black male? And, like, what is it? Like, how do y'all feel about this? You know what I'm saying? That's...
What's his reason behind this?
That's a very important question.
That's the main question I'm gonna ask you. What's the reason? Because it's like when you say you identify yourself as a black person, I need to know why. Like, I need you to really break everything down. And like, what comes with being black? It's a hardship. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like we are everyday struggle. No matter what. Bro, being black is amazing, but also it's just like we gotta keep our eyes open. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always got a target on our back, and it's like you want in on this. Like, you just, you know what I mean? I don't want you to what's the word off of Black Panther? It's called deal with colonizer.
Yeah.
Colonizer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you just, are you trying to get in? Learn the new moves, like the slang, the language, you know the what I'm language. Saying? Like, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The language. But go ahead, bro.
Like, what do you want out of this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll be right back.
I need you really explain. Yeah. Okay. I really need you to explain to me, like, what's the concept of you identify yourself as being black? That's funny, because it's like, okay.
Yeah, like, what is your why do you have a desire to be black or to identify as black? So do you think, how do you feel about Facebook, like, banning him?
Me personally, I don't think they should have banned him, because, like, you got to take the concept of, was the binary or the people that are transgender now?
Yeah.
If you're able to accept them as a man, say he feels like he's not a man, but he feels he's meant to be a woman, we all cool with it. You know what I'm saying? So now if this dude feel like he wants to be black, I wouldn't ban him from the game, because now you can look at that's almost like
discrimination.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is gonna come to light. I'm like, I'm still just like up in arms with it, but just like, bruh.
Yeah. And they maybe they banned him because they thought he was trolling, you think?
That could be it too. They can't use that, like, hey, I think he's trolling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this dude, after even listen to like him talking and everything, like, he was like all in, like, I self identify as a black man. I'm like, how? Like, I forgot how old this dude. Like, what age he is? Like, now it's like, oh, so now you identify yourself as a black person?
Was he trying to like talk black and shit though?
Like, again. Nah, he was talking regular talk. He wasn't talking black.
So this is not supposed to be some type of joke. Like, you know how like trying to make fun of black people.
No, I think he's dead serious.
He seems serious.
Yeah.
That's like, I think Ian Kells made that statement with the what was it? The
NW the auto lady.
ACP.
That's yeah. right. Okay. Yeah, the woman that was actually white, but
oh yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, but my day ass like but I get like be mm-hmm. biracial too, but it's like nah, she was like white.
She, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she dedicated, but she also advocated for black people.
Yeah, though, now, yeah
even in her right. doing that.
Even though she's like on the board and everything, people found out. I'm like, niggas, y'all, she been on the board this long. I'm not about to, you know, yeah, we're not colorblind, but it's like, all right, you still trying to make black people. But she was, I remember, like, she was trying to get, she got tanned and everything. So I was like, yeah. If you gonna ride, my thing is, if you gonna ride for black people, I need you to fully like be all in, nigga. Don't.
Yeah, but not this way.
Yeah.
Not to this extreme, because yeah. it's a shame she didn't know that she may have gotten more credit if she would have remained yeah. white and done all those things for the black community.
I got some shit to say, y'all. Yeah. But I don't think everybody gonna like it. I'm just be honest with y'all, and I don't want to offend nobody. I hope this come off the right way. I really hope this don't offend nobody. But at the same time, so I was joking with my wife early this week, and I was just like, we live in a world right now that I can just literally go outside and be like, I'm a basketball, and that's what I want to be. That's what you will refer to me as, and I'm a basketball and that's that. And if I take myself serious enough, I will force the world to take me serious as well. If I'm really like hard down on me being a basketball yeah. and y'all got to play with me at the NBA, in the NBA, and I am... people make jokes about this type of shit, mm-hmm. but like we made a joke. We was talking about DC Irving. He had made that video like... He said, I'm a scientist, or like, he's like, I'm an engineer, or something like that. He's like, how can you tell me that I'm yeah, not an engineer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How can you? He said, I am qualified. To right. Me. Like, yep. And I feel that though. Like, because in the right. world that we're in right now, how can you tell anybody that they're not what they are? What they say they are.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's true.
Look. Yeah. This is what I be wanting everybody to understand about the stuff that we do. You do one little thing. You do one thing, and you say, like, all right, I'm not trying to shoot no shots at the LGBTQ plus community. Sorry if I'm forgetting. I think they added on to that. I just don't really know what it is past that. So I'm not trying to be on the BS. Mm-hmm. But they yeah. are, they were the forefront of, I am this, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't, you know, I am, to the trans community. I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? Or like, for me, I am actually a man, but then you got like what Dave Chappelle was talking about. You got Caitlyn Jenner, who goes out and becomes a woman and wins Woman of the Year because she was so serious about her being a woman and she took it so serious. So am I here to say if it's right or wrong? I'm not here to say if that's right or wrong. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to answer the questions of can someone do that and is it okay? Well, if it is okay, and I'm not... Again, I really hope this don't offend nobody, but if it's okay for people to, they feel like they wake up and they like, I was born the wrong way and I should be this. You know what I'm saying? If they woke up and said that, how can you not say that about ethnicity? Why can't I just wake up tomorrow and be like, I'm Chinese? Like, what's the difference? It's biological.
Yeah, because they're both like biological
it's
things.
It's genetics. It's no different than I can learn what it means to, you know, the culture of being Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it may be easier to do that than to change your gender. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. Like, shit, you change your gender. What you eat don't make me shit. I don't care what you do. But I'm saying this to say, once you plant little seeds of like, all right, I am this, or you start letting that be okay, it's going to be hard to stop a snowball from forming into a bigger one. Because now we bringing in the question of ethnicity. It started with sex. Mm-hmm. And it probably started with something before that that we didn't really even notice. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? It started with sex. And then now it's moving to ethnicity. What is it going to be next? What is it going to be next? Like, at some point. And you always look like the bad guy for putting a line down. Like, no, bro, you is not black. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look like the bad guy trying to stop progression. That's what it looked like. Like, if somebody comes out right now to a trans person and be like, you're not a woman. Mm-hmm. And you go to Caitlyn Jenner, you're not a woman. You look like a terrible person right now. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you might look like a terrible person from going to the same dude and being like, bro, you are not black. You might look like a jackass to them or like to the world. But that's the problem with letting the world make your decisions. And I feel like we get into some really dangerous ass territory. Like I'm not even saying, like, I'm not taking this like lightly at all. Like, I recognize this as being a snowball. This is something that's really, that can be way bigger than just these small situations, is what I'm saying. Because how can you tell that man he not black? Mm. We allow, and as a world, again, not here to say if it's cool or not. I really don't give a fuck what you do. I'm just saying we're allowing people in the world to wake up and determine, hey, I'm a woman. Hey, I'm a man. Hey, people can be like, hey, I'm a kid at some point. What if you're an adult and be like, no, I'm a kid. And then they start having sex with kids. Like, are they still pedophiles? You know what I'm saying? Are they still pedophiles? We got to start bringing in the question. Yeah. Where do we draw the line? Is what I'm, that's my question. Really? This question brings more questions for me. Mm. It's not that I'm trying to stop nobody lifestyle. I'm not hating on nobody. If you want to do what you want to be black, that's weird to me, because you want to get shot by the police? Cool. I mean, join the fight, I guess. Yeah, you want to get...
Right, you want to get followed around department stores? Go ahead. You want to make significantly less than your white counterpart? But the thing is, okay, so to me, it's like... they're not going to look at him and see a black person, though. You know what I'm saying? He's still going to have all the privilege of a white person because he looks and is, in fact, you know, white. But I do agree with you. It's like tanned
and tan hard. It's ways to get darker skin. If he was hard down, serious.
That's true.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but it comes back. And I really do think he is. But for me, it comes back to like, okay, what's your intent? Not saying you can't identify as black, because if you want to do that, why? I don't know. Because you could just be like everybody. If it's a culture thing, you could just be like everybody else.
Yeah.
And just take the rhythm and not the blues, you know? Because essentially, unless you do go through the lengths to change your hair texture and dye your skin, tan your skin and things like that, you are just getting the culture portion of it. You don't get any of the BS that comes with being a black person. So what are you doing? What are you doing this for? I just don't get that. Like, I can get why a man would want to be a woman. I could get why a woman would want to be a man. I get why a woman would want to sleep with a woman. I get why a man would want to sleep with a man. Mm-hmm. But what is your reason behind wanting to be another race instead of just appreciating the race or learning about the culture? Like, why do you have to identify as a black person?
See, I'm on the other side of this.
What do you gain from being black?
Because although I'm okay with it, I'm good with, you know, men wanting to be women and women wanting to be men, and you want to have sex with a man or you want to have sex with a woman. Like, that because I'm more of a mind my own business type person, but
yeah,
at the end of the day, like, while I am good with it, I do not understand it because and I just had to live with the fact that mm-hmm. like some mm-hmm. shit in life you're not gonna understand, and that's okay. So while I'm cool with it, I personally don't understand it because that's not how yeah. it works for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have those urges to sleep with men or, and again, yeah. not here to say if what you want. If you like sleeping with men and you a man, great. You know, that's cool for you. And if you want to be a woman yeah. and you a man, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But where... It's just we lived in a society that had a lot of boundaries. We had a lot of boundaries. Like, let's just be honest, it was a lot of boundaries. Some not mm-hmm. all good. Mm-hmm. Not all boundaries are good, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all of them were good. I'm just saying they were in place. So when you start changing a lot of stuff at once, it's hard to figure out where do you draw the line. When it's gonna be a 56-year-old man that say I'm 13, yeah. and if he hard down believe that and he okay with that, how can we tell him that it's not okay? That's not cool. I mean, I'm just saying, like, we are allowing
right.
men to use women's restrooms, not men or people that transitioned to being women use women restrooms. Like, they don't have a separate restroom, which is what you identify as. Before, if a man walked in there, that would be, you know what I'm saying, kind of creepy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a little weird. I'm just saying, where do the lines get drawn for these types of things? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily... He may not have no ill will about being black. He may not have no ill will at all. It may just be a real thing for him. But if this is where we're going to draw the line, cool. But... I'm just saying, like, it's going to be hard to stop somebody when y'all already opened up the, you know what I'm saying? We opened up the box to let everybody make these decisions. It's kind of hard to stop it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I'm not hating. Yep. Again, I am not hating. I hope nobody don't take this and make some type of clip and be like, he hate transgender people and blah, blah, blah. It's not that at all. I do not give a fuck. At all, I do not care.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You're just saying, what's the difference between
why can't
him
I go outside and be
identifying
as,
yeah. Yeah.
I can.
I mean, you can.
But who is, if that's who, what you and everybody do. Will probably look at me crazy, but I'm saying 20 years from now, we're going to be having this conversation about something else. And what was going on with dude is going to seem normal. And they're going to be like, how can you tell him he not black? But listen to us now. Shit, 20 years before this, we was telling people they can't be women. And they can't be men. So. And look at the world now, right?
Yeah.
So.
Look now.
Will I be on the wrong side of history?
Look at now.
Who knows? I was just asking a question. That was my part of history. Hey, I'm just asking a question. But I know who will be on the wrong side of history. And that's that bitch-ass nigga Joe Biden. Sorry.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Okay. You find any way to put it in there, bro. Anyway.
All right. Well.
Oh my gosh.
Good talk. I mean. Yeah. Y'all let us know in the comment section what y'all think. Because I'm curious. Again, I'm not trying to stop nobody's lifestyle. I think that everything is cool for me. I do think this is a little weird. I'm not going to lie. I do think this is a little weird. This is probably, if we were going to draw a line, this is probably where I would be like, all right now. This is for me. That's just for me.
It's the best place to draw a line.
I'm saying, if we were going to draw a line, this is probably it right here. We're getting to races. Race and ethnicity, this is probably the line. But 10 years from now, I may look like a jackass for saying that. So
yeah.
This is just me, though. So moving on. And then if I have to apologize for it in 10 years, just know that, all right, my bad. my bad. Probably. You know what I'm saying? I'm apologizing for myself in advance 20, 15 years from now. I'm sorry for saying that that man could not be black. I'm sorry, and this all have to do it later on. Right. I could just I'm like, hey, y'all didn't play the whole part. I just want y'all to get the apology now from, you know, for 20 years from now. So, yeah. Cool effects on that.
Save it up.
All right. Moving on, we got the the hypothetical this week. I think it's on Mr. Wavy.
Yeah. Oh no.
Okay.
Try to be funny. It's on Dom.
It's definitely on Dom. He do this every time.
Right. All right. Well, look.
Right.
Here go my hypothetical. It's not that crazy. It's not nothing really wild, right? So let's say y'all got a kid, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Wavy, you actually already do. Good deal. Let's say you got a child, you married, got a family, y'all, you know, which Mr. Wavy has already beat us to the punch on the hypothetical part. On the real life part of this. So your child comes home and they like, hey, this kid has been bullying me at school and, you know, he just constantly taking my shit. He constantly, you know what I'm saying, he taking my lunch money, he talk about my clothes, he pushing me on the ground. Like, I'm sick of this. Him and his friends, they just always on my back. And he just, one day he just come home and he vent into you. This could be a boy or a girl. They vent into you, they like, I'm just sick of this. They in tears, you know what I'm saying? So one day, you give him the advice. Well, first, what advice do you give him? I'm curious. What advice do you give him on that? Before I move on.
I would be personally, I'm pulling up. Because it's like, how you let them get this far? Like, the teachers don't see nothing? Or I'll be like, hey, man, punch him in the face.
How about you, Andy?
Like, straight up.
I would honestly probably be on the same thing, because if he's terrorizing, or he or she is terrorizing them on multiple occasions, like, it's just not a one and done type situation, and, you know, it's enough for you to be upset and talk to me about it, you'll get in trouble at school, but you won't get in trouble at home. And when I come pick you up, we can go shopping,
because
you clocked that nigga like I told you to.
So, you go up to the school. All right, no. So, let's say you don't go up to the school, but you're on your way to pick your son up from school. Like, let's say y'all pick him up from school, you know what I'm saying? Or your daughter, y'all pick him up from school. And you see your child outside, and your child and their friends is beating the shit out of this one kid. And I mean beating the dog shit out of him. Like, he ground and pound, elbows to the face. Nigga, I mean, he really in there getting it in. Like, you would have think this was a UFC match, and they all just all getting feet in there. Bitch. Nobody's stopping it, though. Nobody's stopping it. It ain't nobody around to stop it. Ain't no adults that. You the only adult that's pulling up. And you kind of seeing this. What's your next move? And I mean, they really beating the shit out of this boy too.
I'm hurt. Oh my god, I'm hurt to get out the car, cause like, yeah, you know, I don't want the. I see they already beat the kid up, right? I'm like, hey, all right. I think he had enough. Come on. All right.
One of them even went to go grab a brick.
Finished. Like, come on.
They ran in the back. Bitch.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I got to stop him. Like, whoa. This, hey. Come on. Just slow it down. Okay. Like, I say defend yourself, but I ain't say kill him.
So, what about you, India? What you doing? Shit. You see, know for a fact, the kid that they beating up on the ground is the kid that's been terrorizing your son. He been panting him, giving him swirlies. He been stealing his lunch money.
He been swirlies facing the toilet. He been swirlies. He been, what's that shit off of Cobra Kai? They put hella milk in his locker, or was that water? Oh no, it was milk. Yeah, hella milk all in his locker.
Nah, it was milk.
He just getting just ruining his school. His school career, or whatever you want to call it. And you know for a fact that's the kid they beating his ass right now. They really getting it in right now.
I'm going to pull off and drive around the corner slow. Until they
pull off. What? Hold on, you say you're going to pull off?
I'm going to pull off, drive around the corner, and come back and, you know... Be like, no, stop, don't do this. This isn't right. And look at my son like, good
job. Oh, God.
Now, no, what is. Fuck that. I bet you'll never mess with my son again. I bet you won't touch him.
The kid is like, man, fuck you and your bitch ass parents. Are you letting your son go again? Are you gonna let your son go if he try to rush out of the
car and turn? I'm gonna get back in the car. Yep.
He's so.
And if a teacher comes, be like, "It's
my son is so quick."
He slipped and he tripped.
He fell.
Wow!
Didn't you, motherfucker? You fell, didn't you? Shit, no, because I don't play that. And everybody think kids be exceptions to rules, but kids are mean as fuck. Kids are mean, bro. You try to use that shit like, oh, I'm just a kid. I don't know what I'm doing.
And if you don't know what you're doing.
You're bad as hell and you know you are.
And if you don't know what
you're
doing,
you're getting stomped and I'm not stopping it.
You're going to fucking learn today, I'll tell you that much. So.
Yeah.
So
Dom, what are you doing? I know you're gonna let them stop.
The first advice I'm gonna give my son is: the next time this nigga try to come up on you, before he can get close enough, never let nobody hit you first. One, that's the best piece of advice I ever thought of. I ever got while getting into a fight, or about getting into a fight. Don't let nobody hit you first. As soon as this nigga get in arm's reach, hit this nigga as hard as you possibly can, and it don't gotta be with your fist. Smack that nigga in the back of his head with something. If he too big for you, grab your textbook and hit this nigga like it's WWE. Or I don't know what you gotta grab. Shit, if you gotta get some dirt, throw it in his ass, kick him in the nuts. I don't care what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna beat his ass, right? Hey, I will tell my kid right away, there is no rules to this shit, because if he beating your ass, it ain't gonna be no rules to that. So, it ain't no rules to this shit. The only rule I got is don't kill this man.
He's gonna stomp your ass.
That's the only rule I got. I don't need you to go to jail for murder. But, first, I want you to beat the shit out of him, right? And if I pull up on him and they jumping him, my son is a good work. This is critical thinking at his best. He said, all right, bet. How about we all just beat his ass? He got everybody that he been picking on. And I was like, well, this is critical thinking at its best. You did a good job, my boy. So as they stomping him out, I'm like, damn, I ain't hear you. If I pull him out, I'm like, damn, I ain't hear you throw no bitchalisms in there. You ain't say bitch or nothing. You got to hit bitch. You know, you got to get that in there. That's the only time I'm going to be okay with you saying it. I'm going to be okay with you saying it if you're hitting a nigga.
Oh my God.
Bitch, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I want you to throw that in there. You know what I'm saying? Stump his ass out some more. If I feel like it's getting too bad to where... Yeah, oh, man. If I feel like it's too bad to where they might end this kid's life, then I'm definitely going to stop it. I don't want nobody to die. But he will remember the day that he picked up my daughter or son. The ground and pound, I'll be so happy. I'll be so happy to see it. I'll be like, yeah.
And never do it again.
Good job.
Right.
Hey, the only thing people know is violence sometimes. That's the only thing they understand. And if this, if...
You made us... By the way, you made it sound like gonna be snitching on them niggas by what shoes they was wearing.
No, he getting... All right, I'm a limited. Like I'm a limited. So it's one kid. Right. He getting jumped by three kids. There's three of them. They just had enough... That's your son's son and his two best friends.
That's enough.
And they just like, you know what? Fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? They really okay. beating his ass, kicking him, bitch, giving it all of them. So that's yeah. I'm like, I'll pull the police on them. I'll take them out for Burger King. Y'all want some Burger King before y'all go home? I'll take y'all ass out to for ice cream.
Hell yeah.
I'm pull up. For real. Exactly. Oh my life.
The right time for the right crime. Y'all asses.
Yeah, in the car.
Earned yourselves like, hey, a Whopper.
I don't tell nobody I said this shit. But y'all did the right thing. Y'all did the right thing. Yo ass dozing off. He tired as shit.
He tired.
That's the dad. That is the father right there.
That's the sorry, guys.
So I gotta get this. Yo, he said.
He's over here fighting for his fucking life. Oh, this poor man.
That's the
oh, my God. But that's all I'm doing.
I'm listening.
That's my hypothetical, man. Beat that kid ass. No, that's
not. I thought. Is that.
I mean,
that was no twist? I thought you was gonna hit us with the. I thought you gonna hit us with the twist where your son or your daughter was actually the bully.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was gonna be, or that's that it was one of was our kids bullying
them.
Yeah.
I was actually gonna do that because of the because Cobra Kai. So basically, I was gonna say, and then the next year, now that your son is the like, you know, he the one because he just took out the number one bully. Then he out here beating on another kid ass. What are y'all telling? But I'm not going. That was going to be the twist, okay. But I'm not going. I'm going to leave it this time. I'm going to leave it. We're going to leave no twist.
That was good.
Nice, bro.
That was good. Because I always wonder how I'm going to handle when people fuck with my kids.
Yeah.
Because I don't have no morals when it comes to kids. I will knock somebody the fuck out over kids.
Yeah.
I don't play.
Especially if it's my child, my son or daughter. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Do you? I'll ask. Hey, you wanna jump this nigga? Cause I'll come up there. We could jump him.
No, seriously.
And tell him to bring his. I'm like, tell him to bring his dad and him, and then me and you can fight, and we can have a good old tag team match. I'm gonna beat his ass.
Tag team match. Tag me in, son.
Right, tag me in, bitch. We gonna beat him. Let's beat him. But moving on. What do we got next? The emotional thought this week, man. So this week the emotional thought is so say you about to get married and stuff like that. And y'all know how people be really wilding out before the night before, or like it depends on when they had a bachelor or bachelorette party, but that party they get real wild. They, you know what I'm saying? Some people it's just drinking and you know time with friends, but some people you might have a hangover situation where they might not even make it to the wedding, or they out here having sex, you know what I'm saying, with the, with the extras, with like you know the strippers or whoever else is there, say, it's my last night being single. How do y'all feel? Like, what do y'all feel is the proper etiquette as far as bachelor, bachelorette party go?
Hey, man, it's about having a good time, but I wouldn't go all out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Because you're about to get married. You're going to do that, dude. Tomorrow, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And again, bro, just like I say, it's one night. She's gonna give me a little sloppy toppy. I'll be all right. I'm like, all right, don't let that sloppy toppy catch an STD, nigga. I don't know.
That's my thing right there. What if that's the time that you catch, you get a bitch pregnant or something, or you catch an STD? Mm-hmm. Now you really fucked.
You really fucked.
9 months later, does she show up? This your son. This your daughter.
Oh, God damn.
And your wife looks so you didn't have decency enough to use the condom.
No.
But you cheated on me too, though, right? Like,
Right, because married or not, you're still cheating on that person.
Right. True. So this kind of brings up something that I've seen on social media. I'm not trying to pivot it too much or nothing like that, but somebody on my social media was talking about the whole "you're single till you're married" thing is really fucking stupid. How do y'all feel about that?
That's stupid.
When I hear people say that, I always assume that they're talking about like taxes and shit. Cause like on taxes, you can't put boyfriend or girlfriend. You gotta put single. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
that's how I think about it. Because, but they're saying it in like a way of, oh, I don't know. Cause to me, single means I ain't fucking with nobody. Like,
right,
exactly.
No one. So I don't get it.
Cause that concept, you gotta think, save you. My situation, like, you was living with that person. Like, you wasn't single then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Make that make sense. Like, then again, why fool around with this person this long? Then, oh, I want to get married. You know, if I get married, I'm going to have a good time. But I'm single. I'm like, what?
Because they know good and how well if somebody said that shit to them, they would be off the fucking wall. They'd be pissed.
Bruh. That's like, just imagine you're the person you about to marry. Same scenario. Yeah, I'm single for the night. Go get her back blown out.
Mm-hmm.
How would you, you know what I'm saying? Unless you that type of person that got a good moral compass, well, not moral compass, but they just don't care. They don't get jealous. I'm like, so your girl was slobbed off the stripper. They were sipping the paint.
Oh my God.
Hey, some people don't care though.
No, yeah, some people don't care, and that's okay. I think it depends on the relationship. That's gonna be
your relationship. A lot of that's a strong foundation.
Yeah, if your relationship can handle, let's say y'all was together before and y'all was already fucking with other people, like y'all more open in that area and y'all cool with,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Doing y'all thing as a couple, I wouldn't see this as being a big deal. And I can understand why somebody else might not. If y'all are not that couple though, then this is a big fucking deal, dog. It's a big deal. And
it is.
My best advice will always be don't do no shit the night before that's gonna fuck you up for the next 10 years. Cause you know what I'm saying? Or the rest of your time with that person. Like, don't do shit that's gonna cause it really is just a celebration of you getting married. That's really what it's supposed to be. It's a celebration of you about to get married. Don't do no shit that's gonna fuck you up for a long time because you couldn't control yourself. I think it's good for couples to have that conversation though before they get married. Like, what's okay? Like, what's okay? What is, because personally, like, if I told my wife, like, I was like, y'all could do whatever y'all want to do. I don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to know. You know, that's what I said. That's actually what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all. And I was like, I'm cool. As long as, you know what I'm saying, you know, she know where the line is for me. So I was like, you know, y'all do whatever y'all want. Strippers, cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want another nigga shaking his ass in the building? I don't give a fuck. You know where the line is for me, though. You know what I'm saying? I also don't want to hear about this nigga shaking his ass in your face. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't tell me.
Like, I don't want to know.
Definitely don't invite this nigga to the reception.
Yeah, like, don't. I don't want to see the nigga or nothing. Like,
hey, your girl was grabbing the shit out my ass last night. I think she bit it too, bro. She bit my ass. I was out.
Boy, she was grabbing my dick too. Grabbing my dick.
Oh my God. Y'all are sick.
All of that type of shit, like, for me personally, do you have fun? I want you to have fun. All that. Don't fuck up. Don't wild out. You know, don't go overboard, but like, don't tell me neither. Like, that's my main thing. Yeah. Don't tell me shit. Go have fun. But that's the conversation that I'm okay with having. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
if y'all don't have that conversation, don't do shit though. Just have a good old regular ass time.
Yeah. Don't do nothing that you would be ashamed to tell me the next
time. Right, right, exactly.
Yeah
that's man.
That's a good way to play it.
I feel like, my group, as we talk right now, it's like everybody has a good moral compass of what they do and what not do. Mm-hmm. But some people, man, they don't. It's like, what is it like? Heat of the moment, as they say. You know what I mean? Temptation.
Which is insane to me. People be taking that shit. It was the heat of the moment, bitch.
So your dick just came out your pants and just right in the pussy. Huh.
That is such an excuse to me.
Whoa! What?
It was like she was rotating that ass, and I was like, put it in.
The only way I could catch my balance is if I put it in. Whoa!
Oh, I had to take it out.
And back in. Hell no. That's
and I had to shoot the club up.
Oh no.
The song the club was on.
Now, shooting the club up, no matter what, I don't care what y'all boundaries are at this point. If you're going to shoot the club up, dog, that's past anybody's line, G. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
Right. You're filthy.
Now you're filthy. I don't care what conversation y'all had before this. That ain't right. That is not fucking right. Shooting the club up is too much, dog. I don't care what conversation y'all had before this. She could have said, you could go have sex with 8 women tonight. Dog, shooting the club up is past the line. That's past 8 lines.
Because now you're being reckless.
Yeah, now you just...
The 8 women wasn't what did it, but now you're being reckless.
This nigga's out here just getting disgusting.
But you know what? Just to piggyback off, I don't know, Don put me on the TV show. It was called Easy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a couple. It was a couple that was married, had 2 kids, and they was going through, was it therapy? Marriage counselor. Yep. He couple therapy, and the wife was like, I just want to put it out there. I want to have an open relationship, and I just remember the husband was like, I didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. But the first night they was out, like she got her rocks off. But with like Don told me the dude cared that he was cool. Like he played it cool, like. I think one chick he was dealing with, like, he played the friend role, and I guess the girl, like, you know, so I'm going to see what he about. Then she came back, and he was like, hey, if we do this, you're asking me to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't come to you. I didn't force nothing on you. And he was having a good time. Like, he was having fun being in open relationship and everything. Like, he was cool. He was getting his rocks off, you know what I mean? Even when they got kids at home, but they was like, hey, I'm about to go out for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
Mm-hmm. Then I don't know how long time passed, the wife come along, she's like, I feel like I'm not close to you anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what? Nah.
This was your idea. I thought we were
right. This was you. Yeah. No, I don't. It's like, I'm not, I feel like I just don't know you anymore. Like, I'm not, we're not close as we.
No, he was having more fun than she was.
Exactly. That's exactly what the fuck was going on. Because shit wasn't going right in her shit when she decided, like, she was like, I mean, they had ended up breaking up. It was pretty nasty, her and the other dude, her side piece. And then dude was still going hard with his girl, like the girl he was fucking with. Matter of fact, not just her. I think she started introducing somebody else, and they were like, they had like a threesome or some shit. I don't remember. Yep. He was like, and it was to the point, like he really didn't want to do it, but he agreed to it at first, where he was like, yo, you don't have to talk, like tell me about this shit. Like, I don't want to hear about it. Like,
right.
Just do you, like, it's cool. Like, I just don't want to hear about it. And he still wasn't trying to do nothing. It just fell in his lap. His thing just fell in his lap, and he was like, well, fuck it. I might as well. And he was blowing back, and she wasn't okay with it. You know what I'm saying? He's having the time of his life, so Be careful with them open relationships.
Like, who you texting? You started this. You opened Pandora's box. So stuff like that, just, I just want to, I know it's like, what is that, derailing. We went on a tangent. But yeah.
Man, y'all better be careful with that shit, man. Know what you can put up with.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, that Pandora, that open that box, if you, it was like a movie, Vinage Soir or whatever, a couple wanted that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, the guy wanted it. But then the woman, like, they did the thing, but the girl, the woman that they got, she actually got more involved with the wife. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm wasn't fun my, no
about,
more.
Yeah, I'm about to lose my woman. So you got to be careful how you handle that. So.
Yeah, because people get killed with that shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emotions, bro, when sex and emotions will come up, I don't care, you know, it'll happen. You don't want it to happen, but...
Yeah.
That shit happen.
I think it's like, y'all gotta be very solid to be able to do that. Like, you gotta be a very solid ass couple and know, like, and confident to be like, ain't shit going, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm confident that nobody, like, whatever this nigga bring in or whatever this girl bring in is not about to take what I got from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to be very, very, very confident in your relationship to do some shit like that. That's the only way I see it working. But shout out to the people out there that can do it, though. And not get killed.
Right.
Because I ain't one of them. It ain't me.
But, wait, what were we? Oh, wait, do y'all have that anything was else to add? The, on the bachelor and bachelorette parties? Wait, India, did you say anything?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I thought.
I did.
Okay. Okay,
I did. Better. Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. So the next emotional thought we got is curfew. When you were a kid. Which is, this is important because Mr. Wavy Anderson ain't getting no younger. You gotta start thinking about this ahead of time.
He ain't getting no younger. I ain't getting no younger. I'm getting older.
So we gotta start talking about this now, man. When you get of age, you know what I'm saying? Right. And we have kids of age. Also, like how it was for you as a kid, like having curfew, like how strict was your parents on that? And like, what did you take away from that that you might do differently or do the same as far as curfew, like your kid being out and doing things?
So here's the thing. I think the latest, it varies. Because I remember times where, I know, like elementary-wise, I had to be in at a certain time, like no later than like, I think like 7 o'clock maybe. Where they hit you with, you could be in, at least be by the house before the street lights come on, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you already know, when we started playing sports, shit, we was getting home by like 8, 9, or 10 o'clock. Like, these coaches thought we didn't have school the next day. Like, nigga, yo, I gotta get up in the morning.
Yo, when do I do my homework? Get up in the morning.
For real. Right, I have homework. Do you not, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. But, nah, me and the wife definitely gonna sit down, like, man, don't be out too late. Cause especially being a black male, I don't want you out that late. Yeah. And I'm all about, like, hey, call me. Like, if you do go out, call me, tell me where you at. Like, tell me exactly where you are, cause I need to know these things. I'm already gonna have, like, that 360 app, I'm on your ass. If you tell me you're supposed to be there and I look on the thing, you're not there, I'm popping up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
So, curfew is going to be main thing. So, I said the latest, maybe like 8 o'clock or 7:30. It's still early to come home. You know what I'm saying? Because I can count that as, okay, maybe you was part of school activity stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you had to pick you up. You coming home late. It got you. You know what I mean? But curfew is going to be a big picture because, like, it teach you, it's also going to teach you respect the house, respect these rules.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Under my roof, like, I'm going to treat you as an adult. Well, as a, whatever level you at, I'm going to treat you as equal somewhat in the case, but you got to learn, man, because once you out of my roof, you're in a whole different playing field. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
These are tools I'm going to give you to help you, to structure you, to be able to take care of yourself. Man, so curfew, I'm just going to make sure curfew, I don't want to think it's like, oh, I can't do nothing because curfew, but like,
mm-hmm.
No, think this as like, oh, let me get my ass home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah.
How about you, India? How was curfew for you, and what's some of your thoughts on what you might be doing? The same, maybe different, who knows?
So, in middle school, I think my curfew was like 8 or 9. And okay. Also, if we were like outside with our friends or something like that, my mom usually did go by the streetlight rule unless we were like right in front of the house.
Mm.
Like with a whole bunch of kids, we were where she could see us. She was pretty cool with it. But once I got to high school, she got a little bit more lenient. So I think my curfew during school days was like 9:30 or 10. Mm. And then on the weekends, like I remember one time she let me go to my friend's house and it was 11 o'clock at night. And I came back at like 5 a.m. and crawled through my window drunk. So I think she definitely got a little bit more lenient, but she was always, I always had to keep her in the loop. So if I went to somebody's house, I had to text her, tell her I was there. If we changed locations, I had to text her and let her know different stuff like that. I always had to be where I told her I was going to be. 'Cause if she found out otherwise, I was fucked, and she knew everybody. Mm. So, you know, now with my kids, I don't know. I might not be that lenient. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And also, when it comes to going to people's houses, my mom was super picky about who I could hang out with. Like, if I even mentioned somebody she didn't know, or if I said a last name, she was like, absolutely not. She can come here. But you're not going over there. So, you know, I'll definitely be that type of mom. Like, oh, you guys can just come over here. But even in high school, the curfew is probably going to be about 9:30.
Okay.
Because I'm not, we ain't doing that.
Mm. That's a good, well, I wanted to piggyback off of you real quick once you get done, Don.
No, go ahead.
The one you, Andy, you say that you went out and you got drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dang, as a parent, how would, like, I had that situation. I came home intoxicated, but I was actually with my brother.
Yeah.
And my dad knew I was drunk, but he wasn't upset. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew who got me drunk. Mm-hmm. But I was underage. I think I was like 18.
Yeah.
But he was like, but maybe this is too much information. I don't want to. My dad's not a bad parent. He's a good parent. I remember being 15, sitting on the porch and having my first beer with my dad.
I think that's actually
a normal thing. I had wine with my mom as a teenager. That's normal. And I think parents would rather you do it with them than you do it with their friends or with your friends. You know?
Gotcha.
Because they know you're not about to get drunk. Like, they not about to get you. First of all, they not trying to deal with that.
Oh, this like, bear got me fucked up. Yeah. Let me tell you, brother.
They ain't trying to have you throwing up all over the place and shit like that. Like, they just want to see how you going to act. That's kind of really what it is. It's like, let me see this little nigga, like, that type of shit.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was wondering. Okay, my bad.
No, you good. How about you, Dom? What's it looking like for your kids? And what it look like for you?
All right, for me, it was... So my mom was really strict until she wasn't. So my mom was like very like... I remember elementary, it was like, no, you can't hang out. I remember this one kid. I ain't never going to forget this kid, Blake. I used to be like, oh, man, I'm going to hang out with Blake. I don't know what she knew about Blake or what. But like, I had brought him around a few times. She was like, you cannot hang with him again. If I ever see you with him again, you're getting a whooping. I'm like, damn.
Damn.
She was dead serious. So he lived in the same apartment complex as us. So I'm like, damn, but I'm, you know what I'm saying? He lit. He lit. We got fun. Right. There's fun stuff over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was sneaking off to his apartment and being like hanging out with him or like playing and stuff like that. Next thing you know, parents be knowing, G. They be knowing about kids, dog. He burns down his whole apartment building. Burns that bitch to a crisp.
Shut up.
Dead serious. Fire started in their apartment. Burned that bitch down to a crisp. His mom wouldn't be home, though. You know what I'm saying? So he was doing whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then my mom found out. She was like, yeah, I told you not to. I ain't tell her I had been hanging with him anyway. I just told him he couldn't come around the crib. I was like, bro, nah, you can't come over. You can't come by my crib. Like, we just gonna have to stay on this side of the complex. Like, it's over.
Wow. Yeah.
So then they end up having to move. And I'm like, at that moment, right then and there, I was like, damn, my mom was right. Like,
yep,
she was right. I don't know what she's saying to them, but she was right. You know what I'm saying? So she was real, like, strict on, like, at that time, I had to be home. When the streetlights came on, I was down there racing to the crib. That was, like, the main thing. Like, streetlights come on, you need to be at home, whatever time that is. I'm like, all right, bet. So, middle school, it was kind of the same type of thing, but not really. Like, as long as she knew, because at that point, I had grounded friends. I had people I've been hanging with for years at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had people that we lived in another city and then followed each other to another city and then to another city. And we were still, you know what I'm saying, best friends or whatever like that. So if I was saying I was over one of their houses, then it was like, all right, you know, you could stay a while, whatever. You know, I'm past the street lights. Right. It's cool. But then when it got to high school, she let loose. She let me do my thing. I ain't gonna lie, I would be scared some of the times I was coming in the crib, like, cause not only was I like staying, y'all know, Mr. Wavy know how late we had basketball practice. We would be in that bitch till 9:30 practicing, sometimes close to 10, depending on how mad this nigga was, practicing. And then sometimes I'll stop off at my boy Mike's house. His parents was so cool. To this day, Miss Gray, much love to them, because they always let us over there, and I know they would be tired of our ass. I'm not gonna lie to you. I know. Thinking back on it, it's all his house was just the place to be. It was just everybody would meet up there. It was the hangout spot. So it would be times they bought us pizza. We watching movies down there. We inviting girls down there, all types of shit. And they let us be there. They let us be there, and not like
they would
on some.
Probably rather y'all be there than anywhere else.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we was in a not too nice of an area and all that shit. So anything could happen. But sometimes I would stop off at his house for an hour. Then I'm walking home. Maybe 11 o'clock. I gotta get up for school in the morning. Like, it'd be late, G. Late. I was walking in the crib. This one weekend, I came in the house. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning the next day. This serious.
Oh, damn. You was cutting up.
I fell asleep. What it was is I just fell asleep on the couch at Mike's house. I just fell asleep, knocked out. I was like, oh, shit. I'm running to the crib. Literally. A full out sprint, like, oh my god, I'm about to die.
Damn.
I walked in, I'm like, yo, I fell asleep at Mike's house. I was on the couch. Like, you could call and ask if you don't believe me, blah, blah. She was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're home, you're safe, you're good right now. I was worried though, I'm not gonna lie, but you know. And she really, like, she kept her composure. Cause me, let me tell you about myself. I'm gonna tell my kids, look, I am gonna be loose on the reins. I think she just trusted how she raised me. At a certain point, she knew I wasn't out here on the foolishness. I am gonna trust myself, how I raised my kids to a certain extent. But you're not about to be walking in my house the next day. No, sir.
No.
No, sir. I would have killed me. personally. I would have killed me. I would have ended me right there. That's it for Christian. I would have killed him. But I think, all right, so it's going to be levels to this. When my kid is in elementary school, just let me, I got to know what's going on at all points. Because people is out here sick. They're doing all types of sick shit. So I need to know at all points. Now, when they get into like middle school area, let me know what's going on. I still got to know, but you could come in a little bit later. Because I know that's when kids is doing some exploring at that point. I need you to, you need to find out a little stuff about life. And some of that stuff you got to find out around your friends. I can't teach you that. And then in high school, I'm probably going to let loose and just let you do your thing. Don't come to my house the next day. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. If you think you're about to come to my house the next day, also think, do you want to die? Are you ready to die?
The doors will be locked.
Ask yourself those questions. Like, is this it for me? When you come in here after at 3 o'clock in the morning, ask yourself, is this what you wanted to say? This how you wanted it to end? And I know my kids is gonna test me because every kid tests their parents. But this will be a test they fail. So.
Oh damn! Yeah. I hope those babies don't ever play with you like that.
I think we'll be good. The older we get, there's gonna be new technology where we will be able to track them now. So
hell yeah, we could all pull up together
with the tracking. Some stuff I don't want to know where you at. I don't want to know because I might have some questions that I don't know if either of us is ready for the answer yet. So like if I see you at a girl's house and I'm like, oh man, you've been there for two hours.
I'd rather,
you know what I'm saying?
I still want to know where you at. That too. I would still want to know where you at, but there's like, I think when the time, cause I'm that concept of I can't stop you from doing what you want to do, but I will teach you how to protect yourself. So if you know, if you start as a father, especially I have a daughter, I'm like, what the fuck? But I'd rather for you to be safe if you do plan on doing what you're doing. Cause like at the end of the day, I can't stop you. Like I am going to fucking freak out. Like this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like we all been, I've been where that, you know what I'm saying? But
I got a question for y'all then.
What's that?
I got a son and a daughter. Is it going to be any difference between how y'all do a curfew?
No.
Nah, I don't want to. I've seen TV shows. Nah, I'm not doing that. Like, hey, Dad, can I come? I ain't going to come back till 1. Okay. Then she said the same thing. I'm treating y'all equal. I'm about to put you on the same playing field. Now, my wife, on the other hand, said, like, hey, he got to be back by 12. They both got to be back 12. So, I'm like, I'm not about to do that.
Yeah.
That's just me, because it's like, I'm in this household, I'm going to play fair. Everybody going to be on the same page, on the same playing field. Because I seen that shit get done. That can come back and bite you in the ass, where it's like, he gets away with everything. It's like, I don't want to be that type of parent. So, nah.
Yeah. And I've been a victim to that of my dad being easier on my brother. And you know, whenever my brother would tell him, oh, I'm talking to somebody, he would get like, you know, congratulated for it. But when I was talking to somebody, it was an issue, and that was bullshit.
It is bullshit. I do, but it's just your dad, he's scared, he's terrified for you, because it's like, we know how shitty niggas can be. We know how shitty niggas can be.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
And I would prepare my daughter for how shitty niggas can be, just as I would prepare my son not to be a shitty nigga. You know?
I hear that.
Right.
I hear that.
So, I don't know. Equal treatment in this bitch. Yeah. Damn near. If one person get an ass whooping, you two. No, I'm playing.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, just in case your ass was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, just feel in
you,
case.
You failed your midterm?
Everybody getting an A.
I passed mine. Mm-hmm. Equal treatment.
Hell no. Nah. Oh, well, shit. For me? Y'all know I'm an equal opportunity employer. Everybody get that.
Yeah.
Everybody get the same thing in this bitch. I'm not one for the whole, like, oh, man, if you know, my daughter, you got to come in early because niggas be wilding, which they do. But that's why she going to know how to defend herself. She going to know how to take care of, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to set her up with the tools. And I'm going to also I'm going to put her on game all the time. I'm like, look, niggas say this type of shit all the time. I'm afraid that I might put my daughter on so much game that she really doing niggas in. And I don't want her to be that girl either. Where she like playing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to create a monster neither. But I am going to put my daughter on game. Yeah. I'm not about to let her be out here just any old type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, she going to get her heart broken just because that's how my son, he going to get his heart broken too. That's how I go. That's how it work. Like,
you gotta learn, man.
You gotta learn from that, yeah.
You have to learn.
I'm gonna put you on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my best to put you on, and that's that. So, but yeah, that's how I'm gonna do it. Y'all know me. So, now my wife, on the other hand, I don't know. I had a feeling my wife is gonna be much more strict than me. I got a feeling that might be the case where I'm like, oh, let them go. Let them slide. I already know. You know, you've been there before, and she's not going to be on that. She's not going to be on that. Yeah. She's going to be like, nah.
Not at all.
You can't do that. I'm like, all right. You heard your mom. You can't
I don't know. I said the same thing about Lexi and Mr. Wavy. And when I tell you Lexi is a lawn chair and she folds on anything concerning Anderson, I mean, she folds. So
I think it's because it's a boy and not a girl. Because you know how it be with boys.
That's true.
Like the dad is a little tougher on the son. The mom is a little tougher on the daughter. Because the thing is, we just understand what it should look like being a man. And y'all understand what it should look like being a woman. So for us, when y'all discipline a girl, we're going to be like, oh, relax, calm down. She didn't know.
Of course.
Yeah. And then when it's us disciplining the boy, it's going to, y'all, come on now. It ain't that serious. Y'all ain't got to do all of that. And it's like, I do.
Get him out the headlock, Mr. Wavy. It's not necessary.
So.
We already know how you coming.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's coming.
Oh yeah, Jesus. It's gonna be there. It's coming fast too. So
I'm gonna be over there sitting in the chair. I'm gonna be in the living room watching TV or playing. I'm still playing a game. You know, come on, hey, what up, Dad? Mo.
What time is it?
Let's have a seat. Let's sit and talk. What's going on? I seen you at your little girlfriend's house. Yeah, it's gonna be little.
Oh yeah, everything little at that point.
Oh, yeah.
With your little girlfriend. Huh? Your little girlfriend. How are parents doing? Cause I want to meet the parents. If it's like something you really involved with that girl, I'm gonna introduce myself. Cause I like the fact that my dad did when he met Alexi's parents. He showed his face. You know, talked to him like, how you doing? I'm Anthony's father, like, you know, because I want to make sure, bro, because anything, I'm going to put it to you like this, like, hey, that girl has a father, like, I'm your father, so anything you do to her to harm her, he's going to be over here. I'm going to protect you like how he would protect his daughter, so please do not do anything to harm that girl, because something happened to you, then I got to do something, but you know what I mean, it's just like,
it's a lot at risk,
it's a lot at risk, man. Do not put, that's the main thing, do not put your hands on no girl. Like, the main concept I'm definitely having with my son is walk away.
Yeah.
Hurry up and walk away. That's all I can say, because shit happens. So walk away.
Well, for me, it's going to be walk away with an asterisk. So, it's going to be an asterisk on that walk away.
That's
only because, like, it is a few situations where I might need you to fap her ass. She set you up. You know what I'm saying? You getting set up.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay.
You know
what I'm saying? I was definitely breaking that down. Yeah. Man,
go ahead and fap her ass up. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody a part of the setup needs to get a fap. Equal opportunity. That type of shit. Or she jumping you with a group of niggas. The dicks Man. Cancel out the pussy. Simple math. You got to now. So you got to fap her up. So she pull out some type of weapon on you. You got to fap her up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
The weapon cancels out the vagina. She is now unisex. You get to fap her up. So those is though. That's the asterisk that I'm going to put on that. Yeah. She unisex now.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
But let's move on, man. We got the review segment, and I know we got
to. I'm waiting to hear this.
So, this weekend, y'all know the Batman came out. Came out this weekend. Came out Friday. Starring Robert Pattinson, my boy from Twilight. You know what I'm saying? He came in and he did his thing as Batman. All right, look, y'all. This is a long ass movie. First of all,
how long?
Two hours and 55 minutes.
Hot. Whoa! Hold up. What?
The movie is 2 hours.
3 hours?
Yes. We went in that bitch at 8 and left at 11:30. Well, we went in that bitch at 8:30. The movie that we seen was 8:30. Left at like 11:30 ish with the credits and shit. Yes.
I don't. Long damn movie. Niggas. They okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So
go ahead.
I'm gonna give y'all the good and the bad though. I'm not trying to. All right, look. First off, you got Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne / Batman. You got Zoe Kravitz as Selina Kyle / Catwoman. You got Jeffrey Wright as James Gordon, which I thought was Lieutenant James Gordon at this point. He's not a commissioner yet. Lieutenant James Gordon, which is a really good cast. Good cast right there. Okay. You got Paul Dano. Maybe I want to say who. Never mind. So, you got a cast up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, this is based in... What year is this movie based in? Because it was confusing the hell out of me. I'm not going to lie. It is parts of this movie that bothers me on the time placement of this. So, there was... I seen cars. It was clearly in the 2000... this range of years because I seen a Ford Explorer that's in this model, you know what I'm saying? So it was like certain things that was clearly this year or like these years, but then like Bruce Wayne's house, he had like rotary phones in it, you know what I'm saying? And that just kind of threw me off. I'm like, what year is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? Sometimes how people were dressed kind of like threw me off a little bit too, but I was just like, okay, it's some old school mob shit that you wearing, whatever. You also got what's my nigga name? He playing a Penguin. What is this nigga's name, dog?
I know you're talking about. I don't know his name.
Colin either. Something.
Colin Farrell. Is it? Yeah, Colin Farrell. Yeah. So you got all these people, and the cast is good, actually. I think it's solid. The movie was long. This is my issues with the movie, and then I'll get on to what they did well. So first issue, I was struggling with the time period of the movie. Like, what is this for him? This is supposed to be Batman in his second year of being Batman. Which is also why it's confusing because I don't know how they gonna put this into Justice League. It does not make sense to me yet. Maybe they'll make it make sense later. So this is his second year of being Batman. With that comes its struggles of him not being the best Batman, but you know, early on being like, think of Arrow, like in the first season, Arrow was a little bit more on edge. He is cool with, you know, taking a nigga out. Like, Yeah. And, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, in this case, Batman mm-hmm. wasn't necessarily cool with taking niggas out, but he was on some shit, though. I'll put it that way. Like, okay. He was a little less forgiving. A little less forgiving on niggas. And then with that, also, he made mistakes. Like, it wasn't, like, always super technical. Like, niggas was, like, they was jumping him. And he was beating their ass. Like, he was beating their ass for the most part. But, like, a nigga get a lick in, like, and clock him in the back of his head or some shit. Like, it wasn't no, like, he just... Yeah. Right. Like, niggas was definitely, like, hold on, man.
And the guy's supposed to be, though.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. He wasn't just dodging every hit. He was getting his ass fucked up. And there's this one scene where he did some shit, and he kind of fucked up, and he really fucked himself up. Like, he really physically fucked himself up. And if you go see the movie, or if you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This nigga did some shit that was cool until he did... some shit that was like, oh shit, and he really fucked himself up bad. So, which brings me to my next point. Some of the times in the movie, it wasn't like on Daredevil. So, like, when Daredevil got beat up throughout the show, he was dealing with that ailment. Same thing with Punisher. He was dealing with that ailment for multiple episodes. Like, he didn't just bounce back. That nigga was really fucking hurt for episodes and all the way to through the season, you know what I'm saying? I felt like a lot of the time when he got hurt on this movie, he was just kind of like bouncing back. Like it would be like a quick effect of like, ooh, that shit fucking hurt, and he like limp off, but then the next scene he just walking normal, and I'm like, nah, I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a writing thing. That's not Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson as Batman was actually pretty fucking good. He was solid. He didn't do a bad job.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
No, he did not do a bad job. Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne, I didn't feel like he got enough chance. I don't think he got enough chance to... He had enough time to be a good Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
I felt like it was like him always Batman. Like, it was pretty rare that he was Bruce Wayne throughout the movie. So, I feel like everybody judging him on the Bruce Wayne tip was like, how much time in the movie was he actually Bruce Wayne? It wasn't a lot of time. Right. So
the movie's called Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I felt like a lot of people was like, he wasn't that good of a Bruce Wayne. It's like, but he wasn't really Bruce Wayne most of the movie, so... Villain wise, Riddler was good.
I feel like he would be.
Oh yeah, they didn't take the typical look on Riddler with the green question marks and the corny shit. This nigga was very much so a wild ass nigga. Like, he was wild as fuck.
That's all he really plays. Like, the guy that actor that plays him, he's always on some weird shit in his movie. So when I saw that that's who was playing him, I was like, oh god,
what the hell? He was definitely a fucking wild boy, dog. He was a wild boy. Yeah. So with that being said, Riddler is not a physical villain. This wasn't a lot of physicality in the movie. Like, it was very much like Riddler. It's the Riddler. He make riddles and how you doing wild shit. So it was this was leaning more on Batman as a detective. He was on his law and order shit. He was definitely looking at the clues, trying to figure out the riddles. It wasn't a lot of, let me beat these niggas ass, then run over here and beat these niggas ass, then run over here and beat these niggas ass. It wasn't that.
Gotcha.
So it was a lot of detective work. And so if you coming into the movie looking for like nonstop action, this ain't it. This is not it. Last thing I will say that I didn't like about the movie was it was way too dark. I understand. And I mean like visually dark. I love shows and movies being dark as in writing and stuff like that, but visually, it was too dark. Like, I walked in there in the first 5 minutes, I was tired. I was like, shit.
Struggling. That's gonna put you to sleep.
Damn.
I was struggling because it's dark. It was visually dark, and it was a slow start.
Oh, God.
I understood why it had to be a slow start, but it was slow. So it was too visually dark. They had that same filter on it from the commercials where it was like all black and red most of the time. Oh, you could just feel like the reds is extra bright, the black is extra black, like, and it felt like that throughout the movie. I took issue with that because it was just like, okay, I fucking get it. Like, damn,
Gotham Batman, is a bad I get place.
It. Yeah, Gotham is terrible. I get it. Like, I personally like how Gotham was shot in the Joker movie. I felt like that was the perfect in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it was like New York with Chicago mix.
Yeah,
but it was filmed in Chicago, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, but the filter was like more, like I don't know how to explain it, but it was like not grainy, but like a daytime dark, if that makes sense.
Yeah, everything was happening in the daytime. Like Batman was out in the daytime,
And I understand Batman move at night, but. Damn, G, it was just everything. I'm like, fuck, y'all. It felt like that one Game of Thrones
oh,
episode.
Hell. Oh, the episode on that battlefield.
We couldn't see shit.
It was like, damn, G, like, it's dark.
It was dark.
Yeah, it was.
So that's one thing. The good things though, Robert Pattinson was successful as Batman. Zoe Kravitz was successful as Catwoman. I think she did a good job. We'll see if she come back. I don't know. This could be a one-off for her, but I think Robert Pattinson might be here to stay for a little while. And out of 10... Oh, also, at the end, I wasn't really feeling too much of the ending. But some of it I did fuck with. Some of it I was just like, I feel like this got off too easy. Yeah. So, we'll see. Overall, though, out of 10, I'll say that this movie is off of first watch. It's a 6.8. I would watch it again if I got the fucking time. If I can ever.
Bro, I'm going to get that on DVD. You said, Hell damn, that's like that's going to see the Endgame.
Bro, it's exactly like going to see Endgame, but it's just one character. So it's nothing else to take up no space. And I do like the one thing I will say that I really fuck with. I like the Penguin's character, because it wasn't no comic relief in this movie. And he just happened to be enough comic relief where I was like, oh, okay, here and there. And then I fucked with his character because he was just honest, like, this nigga crazy. Like, Batman, this nigga is fucking crazy. Like, the idea of Batman, period, is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we just place Batman in the real world, you got to be a crazy motherfucker to think you got to go out here and really just save the city like this. So, I do like the idea that the police officers and, like, him was like, man, this nigga crazy, dog. Like, you really about to let this nigga walk around like that? Like, he really wild. And look at this man in a suit running around. Say, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people was recognizing that throughout the movie, and I fuck with that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Acknowledge
it
that.
It didn't seem
that
just like a normal wild. Thing.
Yeah, like, just this nigga just okay with running. He's like, hey, man, why is he up in this crime scene? Like, he a vigilante. Yeah. Like, and not fuck with that. Like, so, yeah. Overall, though, 6.8. Solid enough movie. You can rewatch it. You're just going to have to put some time aside.
Damn.
Yeah. So, that's my review of the Batman. Go check it out on your own time. See how y'all... Let me know how y'all like it. If y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Also, it ended in a different way where I'm trying to figure out what the next villain looked like. So, we'll see. Also, the Batmobile was ass. That's the last thing I'm
going to say. Damn.
But, I mean, this is also his second year being Batman, so I understood what they did with it. I'm like, okay,
it was probably on purpose, you think?
Yeah. I think a lot of it, as you see throughout the movie, is like you can clearly tell, like, oh, okay, this is my second year. It's year two of being Batman. So you see all of the mistakes he making in year two. So I fuck with it. Yeah.
I like that take though. because usually in the Batman movies they're already established. They're already trained mm-hmm. and shit. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So it's definitely a good take, especially for theaters. Mm-hmm. So I think this is good, and it's something that they can super build on. How they build on mm-hmm. that with Justice League, because by the time he get in Justice League, he's well ahead of where he is now. That's why I'm trying to understand. Yeah. So, all right, let's move on to the last review. I know Indy are not too happy about this one, but we got Kodak Black, man. Kodak Black. Let's go ahead and review that. So Kodak Black came out with his album. This was 2 weekends ago. He came out with his album. I just didn't have enough time mm-hmm. for it during the Earth Game weekend. Mm-hmm. But Kodak Black, he came back. The album is called Back for Everything. The album artwork is actually okay. You know what I'm saying? I like the color scheme. Then you got 19 songs, 58 minutes long. So it's actually a decent listen. It don't really feel like it's 58 minutes long to me, but that's just me, though. Yeah, you got features with Lil Durk, Free Cool. Those are only two features on here, Lil Durk and Free Cool. Oh, no. Free Cool is not a feature. My bad. That's actually just like a parentheses thing. My bad. That's actually in the song he's talking about, Free His Brother Cool. It's not actually featured. Lil Durk is the only feature on the album. Oh, wow. So it's all Kodak all the time. So I'm going to be honest with you. To me, I like it. I like it. I fuck with it. I can understand why you might not like it, though. The thing with Kodak is he real hit or miss for me. Some stuff he a hit with. Like, so his album, that had transgressions on it. Dying to Live. That's my favorite Kodak album. And then I did Harder the Projects. That was early on. But, that's like a mixtape type thing. But, but Dying to Live was my favorite, Kodak album. And now Back for Everything is, it's up there. I like the production on it. For the most part, it was a lot of different beats. This is the thing. If you're gonna be this type of rapper, gonna rap about hood shit, you don't have to rap on the same beat every track.
That's my main
fucking gripe, and he did not do that. I was like, thank you. It was not the same beat every fucking song. NBA Youngboy. That's what NBA Youngboy do, and that's fine. I just can't stand that shit, G. I can't stand that, and that yelling and shit all the time. That shit just irritating. He didn't do that. So, and it was different subject matter in there. He was talking about like his struggles in jail, and like how he don't feel like niggas got his back, and you know him, some of his niggas falling out, and taking a girl back that he did wrong. This nigga, he tired, dog. Taking a girl back that did him bogus. And that he did bogus previously. So, overall, though, I think that this was a solid album.
Yeah.
My favorite song was, I like Love and War, Take You Back with Lil Durk. Oh, my favorite two at the top, Let Me Know and Back for Everything. I like those two. Sink My Ship. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Indy is dying. Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry. But he has been fighting for like an hour. Okay, my bad. I'm so sorry, Dom.
But that's it. That's all I got to say about the album.
You said you like Let Me Know.
Let Me Know and Love and War.
Okay.
Let Me Know, Love, War, Sink My Ship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though. But I mean, that wasn't it, but those are my favorites. So
your favorite ones.
How do you feel about it? Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like, I'm not really a fan of Kodak Black. Like, his, no, I get the marketing scheme. His voice is just.
I don't like his voice. Right. Hey, rapper voice is important.
It is.
Yeah, it's important, but I'm gonna get off of it, bro. It was, cause I listened to the track. I finished the album. Get me wrong. After I finished it, I was like, delete this shit from my. Never. I'll get it. Maybe like he's good with future wise. That's it. But I cannot listen to Kodak Black album.
Yes.
But thank you for you know. But I was like, I'm like, bro, you need a lozenge? Like, I wonder if I was like the engineer and he was in the booth, I'd be like, hey, you ready? Yeah, I said I'm ready again. I'm like, hey, okay, can you speak up? Nigga, what you think I'm saying?
Damn near.
I understand.
Man, I will kill you, nigga.
I completely get why somebody might not like Kodak Black. Like, I'm not a super fan of Kodak, but like I said, he hit or miss. This would just happen to be an actual hit for me, but
I respect it.
For me, so. How about you, Andy?
I didn't like it. You know, I don't like Kodak Black anyway, but I still listened for you. So I think that's important to note. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. And I always do this thing where, like, before I even touch the album, I scroll all the way to the bottom and I see how many songs there are and I see how long it is. And I was like, son of a bitch, this motherfucker's an hour long.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an hour long for me because I skipped through a lot of them bitches. If you ain't got it by the half of the song, you ain't getting it. But I did want to run some lyrics by y'all. Because maybe I'm misunderstanding the lyrics, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, they want to see me smirk. This is off of Let Me Know. He said, yeah, my nigga died, but it ain't hurt. Yay, I love my nigga baby daddy. I know he just want to see me happy. What's that mean?
Was it like the verse for the woman?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. He said...
That's what I got.
I do remember...
Okay.
Yeah,
was he saying it from a woman's point of view?
I'm not 100% sure. I do remember that part of the song, though. I don't think he was saying no gay shit because it didn't strike me as gay when I heard it.
Yeah, no. But I didn't get it. And when I think heard that was like the woman's perspective. Okay.
That's what I was getting at it from.
Okay.
All right, listen to it.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, listen to it again.
Good talk.
And I don't have no problem with rappers saying gay shit. I just can't relate.
We know, dog.
I'm just not trying to start no issues.
No, you've been PRing yourself lately, and I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to be like, he hate gay people. Like, I don't have no issues with nobody, G.
No, we know.
But, yeah, so... out of 10 for me, this is a 6. It's not a 6. It's a 6. Yeah, it's a 6 on the dot. It's a 6 on the dot. Yeah, it is. For me.
Okay. Mr. Wavy.
Oh, you get a, I'm going to give him a 4.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a 2.
Okay. I'm okay with this. Look. Y'all would have way more issues with me if this was like we was reviewing Cole or Drake or Kendrick.
I don't think I'd ever have to give him a review that low.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Kendrick is gearing up to drop. I know it's coming any day now, so.
I hope so, because listen.
I think it's going to be a rock album, too.
Okay. I could see that.
So, we'll see. So, yeah, we at the end of the episode. That's it, y'all. What's you know, that? Yeah. What you reaching for, Andy?
Nothing.
Huh?
What you reaching for, Mr. Wavy?
Huh? What you talking about?
What y'all reaching for?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are too funny, man. Well, how's thank y'all for coming back with another episode of Mixed Emotions. You know what I'm saying? Please like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure y'all share word of mouth with y'all friends. And do y'all got anything else to add?
I want to.
Whatever streaming service you guys listen to us on, make sure you leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the podcast, all that good stuff. Mr. Wavy, do you have anything?
I was waiting on them.
India?
You're waiting on me for what?
Oh.
It is
your boy.
Mr. Wavy Willis.
Dom, you better keep a blanket for that L.
Wait, what? Yeah. What L? Where is it?
About 5 minutes ago.
He did.
I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Well, you got me. All right. I don't know when, but I'm gonna hear it when I'm editing it. And no, I don't know when you ain't he
gonna
said
hear
it.
You ain't gonna hear nothing.
No, here you go to the chat. You can see it.
I'm in the chat right now. It say one chat. What? Get the fuck out of here. Just say one, like I had. But I had. No, man.
But I. He said. But
you got me. You got me. Oh, I'll get it. This is respect. Respect. I will give you
that,
respect.
You ain't out the hook yet, though. I'm taking that concept that you got. That was nice.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, y'all are funny. I guess that's it. Y'all see, I get to go out with an L. And with that being said, I guess if nobody else ain't got nothing.
Huh, I just want to say, if y'all watch this video, yes, your boy, Mr. Abby Willis, was like that grandpa in the back of the
hell
church.
Yeah, you were.
Your ass was halfway in line.
Mm-hmm. He said, yeah. Mm-hmm. At one point, he didn't even come back up. He was like, and then just opened his eyes.
Hell no.
I was looking dead at him, too.
That's that dad lifestyle, man.
Right, talking about I was listening.
You're going to feel.
Damn.
But I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. Bro, 144 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I'm working on the concept. I'm trying to get them stickers so we can put on our cars or something. That way people, if they, you know, driving behind us, they don't hit our shit. And they can scan. Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, put it in the window, get out on merch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like how I got for my, I don't know if you seen my car last time you came here, but we got the baby on board
sticker.
Baby
on board, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hopefully that, you know, helps too. Like we've been, I did post a little bit. I need to stay on posting again, so I gotta get back on the ball. But yeah, man, we love y'all again. Show love to Dom because he posts videos, mm-hmm. He edit the videos. So shout out to Dom for holding us down like always. Again, man. Go to the YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing that. And we have a hotline. We say it at the beginning of each episode. It's like, yeah. It's there, you know what I'm saying? And I know we got people that's listening, but it's like, don't be shy to talk to us or whatever. But, and the people that do hit us up on the comments. Yeah, on YouTube.
On the YouTube, mm-hmm. They don't get to hear it, but the listeners, the people that listen every week, y'all do get to hear it.
Okay. You know what I'm
saying? Okay.
They get to hear the Mixed Emotion Hotline thing on the YouTube. It just goes straight to the episode, but it is in the description. If you want to know that number for the people on the YouTube, so.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, everybody, stay dangerous.
Got me laughing, I think I'm choking. This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen. Diamond Wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up, it's mixed emotions and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics, and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they gonna drop it. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed. Mixed emotions. Yeah.